This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, here we are. On the day that no one really sings about, talks about, it's just a plain old Thursday. Maybe that's it. Plain old Thursday.
We can write it.
I think so.
We're onto something.
Plain old Thursday, la, la, la.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thanks for listening in. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. A couple of great interviews yesterday with Congresswoman Kat Kamick and Senator Ashley Moody. So all you have to do, you can use the Audacy app if you like, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show or great interviews or anything else. All right. Donald Trump held his first cabinet meeting yesterday. He began it with a prayer, talked about the mineral deal with Ukraine. We'll get into that. And this will be, obviously has been on the national news. Actor Gene Hackman dies at 95 years of age. Now, this guy won a couple of Oscars. He was, I consider a heck of an actor. I mean, he just was.
Oh, yeah.
He had a presence on screen. He just was very good at playing the roles that he played. And but what makes this interesting is he and his much younger wife, Betsy Arakawa, she was only, 63, I want to say. He was 95. They'd been married for a long time. And their dog. Yeah. Were all found dead. All three found dead at their Santa Fe, New Mexico home. And they confirmed, the county sheriff confirmed just after midnight that the couple had died along with their dog. Now, they said there's no immediate indication of foul play. That does lead to speculation, of course. What could it be? Carbon monoxide, Greg said right away. He goes, that's what comes to mind.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I mean, when all three... they didn't talk about any sort of like a suicide pact, and I don't know if they would have said that right out of the box or not, but it does seem, odd to kill the dog.
Yeah.
And the wife and himself, they all died. So that's a possibility. I'm sure that, we'll pass along when we find out, but Gene Hackman, he was very good at his craft, I do believe. Rest in peace, his wife, his dog.
That is sad.
Yeah. President Donald Trump's first official White House cabinet meeting began with a prayer after he delivered brief remarks about the cabinet's performance and the mineral deal that the U.S. has agreed to with Ukraine. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner led Trump and the entire cabinet in prayer, thanking God for anointing us to do this job. We pray that you will give the president, the vice president, wisdom, Father God, as they lead. Father, I pray for all of our colleagues that are here around the table and in this room. Lord God, we pray that that we would lead with a righteous clarity. Nice. Moments before the prayer, Trump spoke about the strength and success of the cabinet after just 1 month. And they're already making things happen. He has a right to brag about a little bit. We put together a great cabinet. We've had tremendous success. We've been given a lot of credit for having been very successful the first month. I want to make sure that that many months and years, we're going to solve a lot of problems. We're doing very well with Russia, Ukraine. President Zelensky is going to be coming Friday. That's now confirmed. He added, speaking of the rare earth mineral deal, Zelensky agreed to Wednesday, and we're going to be signing that agreement, which is a very big agreement, the president said. He also commended Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Commerce Secretary Harry Lutnick for their work on the deal. All right. So, good things are happening. They're moving at a pretty good pace.
Oh, man.
And, of course, the Democrats are losing their ever-loving minds.
And we love it.
Well, it's easy for them to lose their minds because they're so small.
Well, yeah. You can leave leave it under a couch cushion or anything.
It's like an earring.
Yes.
Good, very good analogy. I hear that from Betsy every day. I lost one of my earrings. Did you see one of my earrings? Yes, I did. I've seen several of them. This is a story that, so far, hasn't gotten wide coverage, I don't think. But anyway, I'm going to share it with you. North Korea steals $1.5 billion and pulls off the world's biggest ever heist.
Billion?
Yeah, $1.5 billion, you're thinking.
Oh, that's huge.
What'd they get? Diamonds? They get into Fort Knox? No, we don't have $1 billion worth of gold.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. $1.5 billion in cryptocurrency.
Ah, okay.
And the reason I bring it up is let me tell you everything I know about cryptocurrency. I don't even know that much. Less knowledge than your average cricket. I don't know about it. I remember as a financial advisor, a family friend, something what'd she say? I don't get into anything that I don't know anything about. I forget how she phrased it in such a way, though,
right,
that it made sense. It's like, yeah, she's not saying don't do it. She goes, yeah, go through the educational process before you feel comfortable enough to put your money into it. But clearly a lot of people have.
Right.
Agents from Pyongyang were able to breach the systems of Dubai-based exchange Bybit to steal the digital coin Ether. I believe that's how it's said, E-T-H-E-R, Ether, according to security analysts. The hackers stole more cryptocurrency in one attack than all the funds stolen by North Korean cyber criminals in 2024, when the rogue state cyber attacks made off with around $1.3 billion in digital coins. But that was several different heists, if you will. Do people know that this kind of thing can occur? How safe is it? It's one of those things. It's in the digital world.
See, when you said they stole a billion and a half of something,
yeah,
my brain went to digital because I'm like, that's the sneaky way to do it. I didn't know it'd be cryptocurrency, but yeah, it's not like you can hide it under your bed.
And how do you get away with it? In other words, okay, everybody knows, so can't you just digitally kind of cut them off in some way, guess what, all the stuff that you stole we just devalued to zero? I don't know how all that stuff works. It's
boy,
you know what I mean, but how can you just steal it and they know you stole? Is there serial numbers on anything would be with denominations of money? I don't know. And if there's a country you don't really want to get a hold of $1 billion, it would be North Korea, and probably Iran would be too. That probably not going to use it for good. Certainly not going to, put up a electrical grid for the people that live there.
You mean the one that fails all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Works. Yeah, 3 hours on, 21 hours off. Yeah, that one. Illegal immigrant busted for supporting ISIS. Oh, shocker. An illegal immigrant doing something bad.
Wow.
We've got that and a whole lot more coming your way on this Thursday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I've got a lot more to share with you coming up, including Pam Bondi releasing Epstein files. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hey, thanks for helping to sell out the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble. I'm very proud of my association with the ARC of Alachua County and their work with the developmentally disabled. So thank you for your support. We could still use some volunteers. And if you'd like to volunteer, just give our friend Mark Johnson at the ARC a call at 352-246-3516. You could also go to ARC, that's A-R-C, ARC. Alachua.org. And thanks to Southeast Car Agency for providing a car for a hole-in-one and a luxury vacation with Cruise Planners with Brandon Kuttner. Thanks to Brandon for providing that. So it is going on Friday, April the 4th at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club, 12:30 shotgun start. We'll feed you before and after. But if you'd like to volunteer, give Mark a call at the ARC of Alachua County. Thanks again. Really appreciate it. Yeah, one of your top stories is the death of Gene Hackman. He's 95. You can't live forever. But the odd thing is, it wasn't just him. It was him and his much younger wife, 63 years old, and their dog.
Hmm.
But no foul play is suspected. So we'll see that. Santa Fe, New Mexico is where he lived. But yeah, he won a couple of Oscars. It was very good. This is the kind of story that we could do every day, maybe a couple of them every day. This time, it's a machine gun fanatic living in the country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Was charged Wednesday with supporting ISIS. Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
And it was his ex-wife that ratted him out. Yep. She was not happy. One of the things apparently he did allegedly is, well, he got a sham green card marriage.
Oh.
So he was here on some kind of a visa.
Yeah.
He overstayed the visa, tried to get a stripper to marry him, and they did get married.
Hmm.
His promise was, I'll give you $200 a month.
Woo! Man.
That's not...
High dollar.
Yeah. That's like, oh, yeah. Okay, sure. You could get a used car and pay for it on time, but you must not be a very successful stripper.
Big spender. Don't spend all that in one place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mansuri Manuchekri, he was born in Tajikistan. And he was living in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Now, here's the deal. The stripper later then, he wanted to get a divorce. And the stripper said, I'm not going to divorce you until you give me like $2,000 up front. He says, I don't have that kind of money. She goes, well, you can make payments.
Oh.
Which apparently wasn't making all the payments he was already supposed to make, for one thing. Hmm. But listen to this. One of the things he's busted for is funneling $70,000 to ISIS-affiliated individuals between December of 21 and April of 23. Now, he says, he claims that the money was going to the families of slain ISIS fighters.
Mm-hmm.
He also allegedly boasted to his terror-sympathizing buddies overseas about his firearms prowess, holding up guns in photos proudly. Yeah, firing an assault rifle at a target in New Jersey at a shooting range. And he says, I go for training at least once or twice a week. Federal agents uncovered a photo on iCloud of him proudly pointing to AK-47s into the air. The alleged terror sympathizer entered the country June of 2016 on a non-immigrant tourist visa, remained in the country after it expired that December. Then he married the Bronx stripper, and his efforts to gain legal status in the country failed because he didn't have supporting documents. In other words, they knew his marriage was, you know, fake.
Right.
Yeah. But it was his ex-wife that snitched him out, calling the New York State terror tip hotline, telling authorities he was likely to commit acts of violence and about the green card marriage.
Hmm.
Yep. And then there was some text between Manchikari and the stripper that made it clear their entanglement had nothing to do with love.
Aw.
not to sound like a a-hole, but I'm not signing the papers until I get $2,000 out front, the woman said. And texted him after he asked her to sign divorce papers in 2021 as part of a separate failed scheme to gain residency. He said, I don't have that kind of money. She said, I'll give you time to save it up, but I'm not signing the papers till I get that. But he's busted.
Good.
There's lots of ne'er-do-wells living in our country that are here illegally, and they are clearly up to no good. So hopefully under the Trump administration and Tom Homan, they can send some of these folks a packing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, including Pam Bondi and the promise of releasing some documents related to Epstein and trafficking. That's supposed to come out today. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Thursday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Pump it up, brothers and sisters. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is Thursday. And we're going to make it, my friends. Yep, we will survive. Greg loves this song.
But then I spent so many nights
until I ruined it for him.
How you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back.
I love disco.
From out of space.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I just walked in to find you.
I mean, the Bee Gees, you know, they did a couple of tunes. There was a couple of tunes.
I should have made you need
Look, here's what, you know, here's the deal.
Just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me, or I'll now go. Walk
Yeah, I'll survive, you know, like a bad relationship, and I'm not going to be mistreated anymore, and I'm going to overcome, and I'm going to do it. Gloria Gaynor, on this day in 1980, received the one, the only Grammy for the best disco recording. Apparently, it was only a category that 1 year in 1980, the year I graduated from high school. So, disco, yes, if you wanted to dance with the girls, you had to go along with the disco thing.
Oh, yeah.
But in my own time, I was cranking up AC/DC and Led Zeppelin.
See, I was playing all the Bee Gees stuff, Casey and the Sunshine Band, because I first radio job or two in high school. So that's when that stuff was being played.
I don't want to ruin the song for everybody, but
he's
Greg didn't know that this has been a gay anthem for decades.
Never knew that.
Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Yeah, never heard that.
Yep.
Because I know so many women that have gone through bad relationships, and this is like their theme song. They're like, man, I should have kicked that guy to the curb a long time ago.
Or girl.
No. No.
It is what it is, Greg.
Bob, look, I'd explain something to you about everything's not about being gay. Just saying. Just so you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. It seems that's where you were going, so I don't know.
Oh, it is a gay anthem. I didn't
make
that up.
Well, they adopted it as an anthem.
Google.
They stole it.
Oh, no, she didn't write it in that way. No, it's about just a regular relationship, breakup and overcoming that pain and all that.
But I think like a lot of Cher songs, as in Cher, C-H-E-R, not
half,
sharing.
Half-breed?
No, after that. Okay. The later stuff. A lot of that stuff got adopted by those who like to do the whole cross-dressing thing, club thing, and I guess maybe this is one of those.
So yeah, Marilyn Monroe, Cher, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, if you see all three of those, that's maybe an indication that you know, your gaydar should go up.
Oh, okay. I've never dressed up like any of them.
No, but you have dressed up before, and you love that song, and I challenge you to go sing it locally in karaoke.
Maybe not.
Come on, man.
That might infer
you love the
something.
Song,
I
and
do
you,
love the song,
and
yes.
You actually have the ability to sing.
I don't think I can sing that song.
Really?
I don't know.
I think you could.
I'm not going to try, but thank you for encouraging me. You're just like hoping I would go somewhere and sing that and catch it on video and
use it against me. Then you come and tell me, what? That's not a gay anthem. What? Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to get out there in the world once in a while there, Greg.
Apparently I don't.
Yeah. Well, your schmooze tour just doesn't take you maybe to some of those.
Limits to my schmooze tour.
The Democrat Party posts an AI-generated audio of Donald Trump Jr.?
Okay.
Yeah, an official Democrat Party social media account pushed a completely AI-fabricated audio claiming to reveal pro-Russia statements from Donald Trump Jr. before quietly deleting the post.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't need AI. They've just got Schumer out there lying about Russia, Russia, Russia. They just make up stuff.
Yes, we know that, but not everybody has apparently caught on to that. Mm. Democrat claims to hold Trump and MAGA extremists accountable. That's the idea of this account, apparently, to hold them accountable. I can't imagine anyone in their right mind picking Ukraine as an ally when Russia is the other option. I mean, just think about it. Massive nuclear power, loaded with natural resources everyone needs, literally the biggest country on the planet. The fake Trump said in the AI audio clip.
That's the scary part of the world we live in right now, Bob. It really is.
Well, the combination of you can do really authentic looking sounding fakes with AI, and who would utilize those? The folks that, you know, live in that lowest common denominator kind of world, and that would be your far left weirdos.
Yeah.
And
wow,
I don't even know if I have to say far left, just leftist.
Not anymore, no.
Weirdos.
There's not too much in the middle or slightly left anymore.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Adam Shifty Schiff in the news. I still can't get over that he's a senator.
I know. It's like, really?
What's but, with you, you know, people? It is California. I mean,
yeah, I know.
He was on CNN's Situation Room. And Schiff said, this is an effort to pressure Zelensky into giving up something for nothing.
All right.
He's talking about the mineral deal with Ukraine that President Trump has struck with him and should be signed, I think, on Friday when Zelensky comes to town. And Schiff goes on to say, and I have to say this, on top of the resolution at the United Nations where the United States sided with Russia, betrayed Ukraine, is one of the most shameful incidents in modern history. I think millions and millions and millions.
That many, more millions.
Yes, millions of Americans watch this, not only disagree with the president, but maybe for the first time are just downright ashamed of the president because we have betrayed an ally. I think if we betrayed an ally, I don't think Zelensky'd be coming to town, number one. Number two, I don't think he'd be coming to town to share the mineral rights and the rich resources that is in the ground in Ukraine. I don't think.
I also think that, as I mentioned the other day, I don't think Schiff and a lot of folks understand how Trump works and how the things that he does and says when it comes to Putin are necessary to get him to the table. You can't call him a dictator, call him names, and go down that road and then say, hey, do you want to come play nice now? That's not going to happen.
They won't effectively call, you know, China what they are and call them out.
Right.
But holds barred when it comes to Putin. Because they chose him to be the bad guy so that they can continue to get their palms greased by China. That's all. And I'm not saying he's a good guy.
Oh, not at all.
But they really want to put it all on him and then not see what's going on with China.
Well, or Ukraine and the Bidens.
Yeah, and accountability maybe for the billions that we've already given them.
Who knows where it's... Which, again, with this whole rare mineral earth deal, earth mineral, rare earth minerals, yes, explains why Trump's going down that road.
Yep. So. Epstein client list release should be coming today, according to Pam Bondi. I know Senator Blackburn and others have been pushing hard for it. Congresswoman Luna from the Tampa Bay area has been pushing hard for it. And some of this stuff should be released later on today. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Happy Thursday. 97.3 The Sky. A salve?
Yeah.
How often do you use that in a sentence? Use it in a sentence, Greg. Salve.
I think if you put a little salve on that, you'll feel a whole lot better.
Wow. Did you get that in the hot tub? You might want to put some salve on it. 6:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, and happy Thursday. Doge. Bulldozing the waste and fraud as it piles up. And yes, the left, they are losing their minds because they know that Elon and his crew and the president are doing exactly the right thing. They're doing the business of the American people. They are trying to get an out-of-control, bloated government under control. The Department of Health and Human Services has terminated a contract with a nonprofit that was paid millions each month. Each month to operate a Texas overflow facility. And you say to yourself, well, Bob, maybe the facility was needed. And maybe the facility was needed at one point. But it's empty now. And they're still collecting, or were collecting, $18 million a month, even though it was empty.
Oh, my goodness.
Empty.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. But nothing to see here.
Yeah. Right, this is according to Doge. Former U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement employee and Biden transition team member, joined Family Endeavors. Okay, this is supposed to be a nonprofit in early 2021, where they helped the organization secure a sole-sourced HHS contract for overflow housing from licensed care facilities. As a result, Family Endeavors' cash and portfolio of investments, remember, they're supposed to be nonprofit,
right,
grew from $8.3 million in 2020 to $520 million in 2023. Where do you think that money came from? Yep, since March of 2024, HHS has paid $18 million a month to keep the facility in Pecos, Texas, used for housing unaccompanied migrant children. That was previously, by the way, the center of reports of poor conditions. They're getting $18 million a month when there were people there, and apparently they weren't taking very good care of the people. Eventually, the facility was emptied out, but the payments continued.
Amazing.
Yep. And
this is what the Democrats are screaming and yelling over. We're finding waste like this, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, they don't have a leg to stand on, and the American people are happy this is taking place. But what you're going to have is that coalition between the lefties that want to maintain a stranglehold on power and taxpayer money, aided and abetted by the lefty media. And they're going to share anecdotal stories of somebody who got fired, who was so critical to some government entity somewhere. Yeah, some of that is going to occur. And when Doge realizes it, they'll just reinstate and also, put the funding back in place. That will happen sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think most Americans are okay with that. They realize that it's not going to be an easy or a pretty process. But nobody can deny that nobody can say it doesn't need to be done with a straight face.
Right.
Of course it needs to be done. Yep. Then there's old Governor J.B. Pritzker, Democrat out of Illinois, the governor, yeah.
Big old governor.
He's a fat cat.
He's huge.
He's a fat cat.
Yeah.
And he was on MSNBC's Deadline. Wow. Pritzker said, "I am very grateful to be an American, and I believe very much in protecting all the rights of the American people." Not really. This guy hates guns, by the way. Just to give you an idea. I also built a Holocaust museum with Holocaust survivors here, and I can tell you that in 1933 and 1934, the German Constitutional Republic was converted into a dictatorship in a very short period of time. Oh, I wonder where this is leading. And you know, Pritzker went on to say, anybody who walks through a Holocaust museum and sees the chronology, they can see that. When rights get taken away, when you know people, the services to people are diminished, when all of a sudden we're favoring one group of people over another. What?
You mean like Americans over illegals?
You mean like, yeah. Or do you mean like you all you lefties have done with DEI?
Yeah.
Yeah, favoring several groups.
I don't see rights being taken away anywhere here.
No. No, if anything, rights are expanded. Look, between Trump and Elon Musk, two of the strongest defenders of the First Amendment and freedom of speech. Yeah. So, again, this is just the whole thing is fake. Built on a fake foundation that never existed. But this guy Pritzker, he's going along with the party line. Yep. He said they'll put one group over another. That's a danger. Does he know what Trump stands for? Meritocracy. Meritocracy. That's where the best rise to the top. You hire the best person for the job. But that's not favoring one group over another. It's favoring the best individual over every other candidate for the job. That's how it is supposed to be. If you want to be successful... But anyway, he's warning. It's a danger that we ought to all pay attention to. So here he's going down that path again, that Trump is Hitler-like, that it's a Nazi regime. Nothing could be further from the truth. If this guy understands so much about the Holocaust and it built a museum, then does he also acknowledge that Trump is the best friend as a president that Israel has ever had? Did he acknowledge that?
I didn't hear that.
Not at all. No. Did he praise the president when the Abraham Accords were signed and for the first time Arab nations actually accepted Israel's right to exist?
Didn't hear that.
No, didn't hear that either.
I missed that report. Yeah.
It's really, keep saying things like that, Pritzker and all you other lefty bozos. Keep it up. Just keep going down that line. And the American people will just continue to understand what you folks are about. Certainly not about the truth, that's for sure. All right. We've got a lot more we're going to get to on the Bob Rose Show, which is available on podcast, wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show.